From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues a series on Paul's Epistle to the Colossians. This epistle sets forth the glorious person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ in a manner designed to increase the believer's love for the Savior and to provide guidance in living the Christian life. Prior to the message by Dr. Cairns, we'll hear a devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as well as some Christ-honoring sacred music. This morning's text is found in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 11. Who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Our belief in God's wisdom supposes and necessitates that he has a settled purpose and plan in the work of salvation. What would creation have been without his design? Is there a fish in the sea or a fowl in the air which was left to chance for its formation? Nay, in every bone, joint, and muscle, sinew, gland, and blood vessel, you mark the presence of a God working everything according to the design of infinite wisdom. And shall God be present in creation, ruling over all, and not in grace? Shall the new creation have the fickle genius of free will to preside over it when divine counsel rules the old creation? Look at providence. Who knoweth not that not a sparrow falleth to the ground without your Father? Even the hairs of your head are all numbered. God weighs the mountains of our grief in scales, and the hills of our tribulation in balances. And shall there be a God in providence, and not in grace? Shall the shell be ordained by wisdom, and the kernel be left to blind chance? No. He knows the end from the beginning. He sees in its appointed place not merely the cornerstone which he has laid in fair colors, in the blood of his dear Son, but he beholds in their ordained position each of the chosen stones, taken out of the quarry of nature and polished by his grace. He sees the whole from corner to cornice, from base to roof, from foundation to pinnacle. He hath in his mind a clear knowledge of every stone which shall be laid in its prepared space, and how vast the edifice shall be, and when the top stone shall be brought forth with shoutings of grace, grace unto it. At last it shall be clearly seen that in every chosen vessel of mercy Jehovah did as he willed with his own, and that in every part of the work of grace he accomplished his purpose and glorified his own name.
With astonishing mercy and power, in accord with his pleasure and will, he created each planet, each far, every galaxy, microbe, and hill. He suspended this planet. To the praise of his glorious grace, to the praise of his glorious grace. Providentially ruling all things, to conform to the end he did. He mysteriously governs and brings. of his glorious grace.
Every so often here on Let the Bible Speak, we've made mention of Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include, why did Christ have to become a man? Why does a good God allow suffering? Or, what is the unpardonable sin? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. All of these video clips are available on the ltbsradio.com website. But in addition, we're happy to be able to provide you, free of charge, a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. You may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day. As he continues his series of studies in Paul's epistle to the Colossians, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message entitled, The Rich and Glorious Mystery. It is the Lord Jesus Christ who is the essence of this mystery, and he is revealed in the preaching of the gospel. Yet, as Dr. Cairns is emphasizing, it is not enough simply to give sinners information about Christ and the way of salvation. There must be a divine work done in the sinner's heart to awaken him to his need and to enable him to embrace Christ as his Savior and Lord. This mystery is rich because through Christ, God makes all believers heirs to all the treasures of heaven. The glories that await God's people are beyond human comprehension. And now with today's message, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
The success of the gospel of Jesus Christ depends on the sovereign determination of God's will. Take this carefully now. The Lord Jesus Christ purchased a great salvation, a great redemption. According to most preachers, that's all he did. He purchased this redemption. And then he sets it out there in the big wide world, and he leaves it there. You take it or leave it. That's all. He has done his part. Now, haven't preachers said this a million times? God has done his part. Now it's up to you to do your part. His part was providing salvation. Your part is to receive salvation. There's a sense in which that's true. It is your responsibility to receive God's salvation. It's your responsibility to believe the gospel. It's your responsibility to keep the Ten Commandments. It's your responsibility to love God without sin. That's your responsibility. But it's untrue to give you the impression that that's all that God says and that's all that God does. Because if that's all he did, we would all be damned. There's redemption. Take it or leave it. Where's the sinner in the history of the world that would even have the spiritual sight to see that it was there? Where's the sinner in the world that would ever have the spiritual life to desire it? Where's the sinner in the world who would ever have the spiritual energy to stretch forth his hand and take it? Such a sinner never existed. The truth of the matter is, maybe I put this to you by using at least one very old-fashioned term. It's actually not old-fashioned. It's just a theological term that has fallen out of use. But used to be in Puritan preaching, you had this coming up. Certainly John Owen was very fond of it. He devotes a whole section of his volume 10 to it. The word is impetration. And I can see that look of absolute understanding on all your faces. Impetration. I'm really tempted now to go around all my English majors and find out what does it mean. It simply means the obtaining of redemption. And then the other word is application. The application of redemption. And the great truth is that the impetration of redemption and the application of redemption perfectly coincide. Second, each of them was secured by the merits of Christ. And third, each of them is the product of the sovereign determination of God's will. Why are you saved today? Because God commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Now that does not in any way detract from the responsibility of anyone who hears the gospel or hears the commandments of God Your responsibility is obey your God. And when he says, bow the knee and come to Christ, that's your responsibility. And when you get to Christ, you'll realize it was only grace that bowed the knee. It was only grace that gave me the mind and the will to have Christ. It was only grace that let me stretch out the hand and take the gift. It was only grace that gave any light or any knowledge to this darkened soul of mine. So, the gospel's a mystery. No man has any natural ability to know it or attain it. Third, God has willed to give his saints this saving knowledge of the gospel. And the final thing I will point out is this, that this knowledge that God gives is both rich and glorious. And it is the will of God to make us know this gospel in all its glorious richness. Now let's think of the two words, rich and glorious. The word rich, God has willed to put us in possession of rich blessings. Pardon, justification, sanctification, reconciliation, adoption, access to God, eternal life, peace that flows like a river, assurance. In the midst of all the ups and downs of life, the certainty that God is our Father, the Holy Spirit is our Comforter, Jesus Christ is our covenant head and mediator, our great high priest, heaven is our home, the Bible is God's word, our chart and compass to lead us on the way to heaven. Man, I tell you, God has willed to put us in possession of the treasures of heaven. He had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. This gospel is not some impoverished philosophy. This gospel is the very treasure house of God's heaven. Think of all that the mind of God could conceive to give to his people. And that's what God has given us. He could give us no more than he gave us. Even God could give no more than himself. You see, the gifts of God are not just the things that he's provided. As we were reminded by Pastor Braham in the opening prayer, the one who took the place of the criminal was the judge himself. He gave himself. God provided as the greatest gift to his people himself. God is our Father. God is our Savior and Redeemer. God is our Paraclete and our Comforter. God is our righteousness. God is our security. God is our heaven. God is our hope. God is our life. God is our all in all. He's given us himself. That's wealth. Oh, this is a rich, rich possession that God has granted to us. But as John Gill put it, God has willed to put us in possession of, I quote, rich truths and immense treasure. And he's talking about the treasure of truth. Now, I want you to get this clearly, because I believe it is the will of God that Christians be growing in the knowledge of the gospel. The trouble with God's people today is they have been conned by a race of worldly preachers. They have been conned by the, I suppose, the outlook of the age in which we live, that everything has to be so attractively and entertainingly packaged that if you don't entertain people, then you've nothing for them at all. That's a tragedy, because what has happened is that Christians, they imagine that the gospel is something that they finished with the day they got saved. That was good enough to get saved by. And now they want something else. They want something deeper. You get Christians and they have been fooled into thinking that the deep things of God are some idiot's prophetic scheme. And I say an idiot because they usually don't agree with me, and therefore they're wrong. But how often have you seen this? Here's the depths, and you've got this big chart up, and it's all bogus, and it's 99% the product of somebody's imagination. And even if it were right, and there is true prophetic teaching, but even if it were right, it's only one part of the revelation. And dare I say it, the least part? In comparison to entering into what the Bible says about the person of Christ. I come back to this because it is always for me the very cornerstone of all revealed religion. God manifested in the flesh. I can never get beyond that. I can never begin to comprehend it. Day after day and week after week and month after month and year after year, I come back to that and I stand in utter amazement and awe as I come to God that the eternal, infinite, absolute God of glory manifested himself in human flesh. That will be the miracle that will engage the minds of glorified saints for all eternity. You take the other great truths of the gospel. The imputed righteousness of Christ. I think even some of you may get so used to hearing the term, well, we know that, we've heard it before. Don't you believe it? You don't. You haven't begun to understand justification. You haven't begun to grasp the glory of the imputation of the righteousness of Christ. And neither have I. I was just praying through the 10th chapter of Proverbs this morning. And I was noting the power of righteousness in that chapter. And again, you've got the reference to righteousness and how it delivers. But here's what it says about our righteousness. It delivers, righteousness delivers from death. And I don't think I'm going way beyond what the Holy Spirit meant by Solomon's words. My righteousness can never deliver me from the wrath of God, but Christ's righteousness given to me, that delivers from death. It delivers from the second death. Now I ponder that. I was also thinking of this when Solomon said that he's talking about, of course, trade practices here. But it goes way beyond that. I said Proverbs 10, I meant 11. A wise or a false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. I was thinking of that. The scales of God always are true. He abominates a false scale. So when he puts us and says, thou art weighed in the balances, he doesn't tell any lies. He doesn't tilt the scale. He's not being unjust. In other words, God, when he brings us to judgment, he judges us by the absolute standard of his inflexible law. And he hates anything else. And the Unitarian's way of salvation, that God winks at your sin and says, I'll take the best you can do and I'll make do with it, it's a lie. God says, I abominate it. I curse it. I hate it. The notion of human merit weighing anything in the scale of God is a hateful and damnable thing. Thank you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.